KI4DOS calling CTU to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Saturday night, we'll go over to the pre-net check-in folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. And then we'll go over to the echo link, and then we'll go to the RF. But we'll start off with the pre-nets. So I'd like to say good evening, KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's at Prosperity. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's down at Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW. That's Mr. Ben. He's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris, he's over in Greenville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Simpsonville. And KM4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's in Brown Summit. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's over in Inman. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon, he's up there in Hendersonville. And his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, Sheville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. And also I'd like to say good evening to my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's sitting in the other room watching some TV tonight. Now we'll go over to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net Control, AK4FM Rob, and mobile in Gaston, South Carolina.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. Thanks for running the net tonight, Gary. 73 is all. I'm negative and negative. KI4GOD.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to AK4FM. That's Mr. Rob out there on the mobile this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rob. You be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip. And KO4YHY, that's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KI4GOD, that's Mr. John, and he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us, John. Hope you are doing well. That's all the echo links I've got, so we'll go over to the alphabet now, starting with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be in and out tonight. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
For DOS. Joy. everybody on the vent. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening. 4 DOS. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4 AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Be negative and negative, 73 all.
DOS. Hello, Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima Tango.
KI4 DOS on a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At last station, I got your call. I got Kilo Foxtrot 4 Delta Lima Tango. I missed your name and location. Try it again, please.
Gary, I'm portable here in Easley. Portable here in Easley. Negative and negative. I'll copy now.
Got you a good copy of that time. You're portable over here. Name. I apologize for that. I want to say it's Jim, but don't hold me to that if that's wrong.
Nope. Jim, he's a much nicer looking guy than me. I'm Al. Alpha Lima. Al.
Okay, Al. Well, I knew I was going to put my foot in my mouth, but anyway, we got you in the log here, young man. Thank you for being with us. Hope you're doing well. And I don't know if you moved around or whatnot, but I got a good copy on you now, and we do got you in the log. Hope you're doing well. Also, like to say good evening to KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride. KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. And Rick and Lorena bring along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. She's down in Wareshow. We'll be a telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And then we got KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And N4AHO, Master Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. It's Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo Kilo India. KJ4BKI. Jack, down here in Rocky Hill, man. Good listen, y'all have a great one. Hope the storms didn't tear up too much last night. Got them down here, but y'all have a great one. 10-3.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4BKI. That's Mr. Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jack. Hope you are doing well. And Jack, we had a storm down here, not at my house, so it was real cloudy over towards Greenville from my location here in Easley. And it had some thunder and carrying on, and it, I don't know, I hope them folks got some rain out of it, but we didn't get any here at the house. And so if y'all got storms, I hope everything is well up that way. Alrighty, let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo to Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net. Please tell Joy, Alicia, and I said hello.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Camden, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight. Had a good day at Shelby, and I am tired. Thanks a lot, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Hope you get you some rest. I know you are probably tired from being up there at the Ham Fest. I went yesterday. I went up there with Patrick and Leon, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time. And they went back again today, so I don't know if you got to see Patrick and Leon and those up there, but I hope you had a great time, and I hope you found some good bargains. But thanks for being with us tonight, Harry. Get you some rest there, young man. Additional stations, Echo 2 Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
NDOS. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, the Ponies Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Please check in KK4HXB, Earl up here in Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
4, DOS. Please check in Kilo, Kilo, 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a short comment. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Please check in Whiskey Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET. Matthew over here in Northern Pickens County. Good evening. No traffic tonight. No chew.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in KQ4KTU, Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Uniform. This is Scott in Hendersonville. No traffic. No comments. Thanks for calling the net.
KK4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And KK4HXB, that's Mr. Earl. He's up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Earl. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride. Sweet Bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll be back with you for some comments in just a little bit. And WW4JET. That's Mr. Matthew over there in Northern Pickens County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4KTU, that's Mr. Scott up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, we'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the M3Ps and the pre-net check-ins, but don't have any on RF. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Here, it's out there, and I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. In Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in the metropolis of Ellenboro, and I'll stick around for a brief comment.
4, DOS. Darren, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO 4, QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be
negative and negative. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you're doing well. Good signal as always from Cowpens. And KK4SMV, that's my buddy Dale up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well, and good seeing you yesterday. Didn't get to visit with you as long as I wanted to, but there was three of us, and I hated to tie the other two fellas up. They would have sat there and waited on me all afternoon, I know, but you know, they wanted to look around, and I did too. So anyway, glad they got to see you yesterday, Dale. I hope y'all are having a good time up there in Shelby. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Again, KQ4TYI, Ron in Greenville, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KQ4TYI. That's Mr. Ron over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. Hope you are doing well there, young man. We'll go up to the patient group on a Saturday night now, the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative. And Gary, thanks for running the net.
DOS. Kilo 4 Uniform Bravo Delta, Jan in Traveler's Rest. And Gary, I just want to say thank you for talking at a speed at which I can report to. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and thank you for calling the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Greg. Hope you're doing well. And K4UBD, Miss Jan, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Jan. Hope you are doing well. And Jan, I'll tell you something. It happened to me in the first grade. It wasn't the first grade. It was the third grade. My mother went for a parent-teacher conference, and my second grade teacher had said something about I read slow. And so Mom got in there, and she was talking to my third grade teacher, and she didn't say anything about that. And his mother finally looked at my teacher and said, well, what about his reading? You said that everything was fine. And she said, and his second grade teacher said he was slow with his reading. And she said, he's not slow with his reading. He talks slow, so therefore he reads slow, but he understands everything he reads. So I thought that was kind of neat, kind of funny at the time. But that may be where it comes from, Jan. But anyway, just thought you might get a kick out of that little tale. Have a good evening. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
DOS. Harry and Joy and everyone else on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
Stay off the meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. and N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane at home in Cleveland this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Tell Miss Beth and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, folks, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Oh, good evening, neighbor, if you would, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, that's David and Easley, again, KM4GZG, and I'll be in and out tonight, sir, thank you.
4DOS. Everyone on the net, please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KM4GZG. That's my neighbor David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo. This is Paul over here in Greenville. It's KO4IPB. Be negative. You guys have
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You'd like to say good evening to KO4IPB. That's Mr. Paul over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. This normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, we're there. Thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First up on the clean, shiny, dry stuff, at least it's dry over here, is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, how was your day there, young man?
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Everybody. Well, I'm doing just fine. I'm a little hoarse, but you'll forgive me for that. We had quite a rain over here today. I don't know if there's been talk about it on the repeater, but I have some plans for one of those buckets you can get from one of the sandwich places that sells red buckets. You might know which one that is. A 5-gallon bucket. And because it had a strong smell of pickles, that's what came in the bucket, I set it outside. And it now has 3.2 inches of rain in it. It was empty. We got that much rain. It just poured out of the sky. All of that in about 40 minutes, you know. That was a hard rain. 3-inch an hour rain. Once upon a time, before we had some work done here, flooded the room I'm in and damaged some of my equipment. Anyway, that's a day gone by. I was just sitting here, and it was pounding against the house, running sheets on the windows, sheets of water. I was just thankful to be indoors. It was a little warm and sticky before that, but my gracious, it's cooled off now to a balmy 73. Donna says to me today, she says, you know, it's going to be cooler the rest of the week. I says, well, we're bound to get a little kiss goodbye before that happens. KK4JBQ.
Over on this side of town, we call that a frog strangler. Man, that's
a lot of rain in that short period of time. But the main thing is that you stayed dry, you didn't flood, and I'm glad that they got that problem straightened out to where you don't have that problem anymore. It was, you know, it was a terrible situation when that room flooded and you lost some of your equipment. I hate that for you, I really do. But, you know, these people that build places don't always think about drainage and that sort of thing. Or if they do, they just you know, give it a brief thought. Yeah, don't think much about it. But I'm glad that you got your situation straightened out to where you don't flood when it rains such as that. And I tell you, with that much rain in the bucket right outside the house there, ain't no telling. You might have had a good inch in the floor had it been flooded, but I'm glad you didn't get that.
I'm glad. It's, I just have a list of things I'm glad of. You might have heard me say earlier, and I don't mean to harp on this, you might say, but Donna had some minor surgery here earlier, and you know, anytime the body's opened up, no matter where it is or how deep it is or what they may or may not take out, it's a serious thing to me, especially if it's my wife. So she took one of the bandages off, and of course there's another bandage under. It's flesh colored, so yeah, she almost looks like an envelope. She wouldn't like it if she heard me say that. But anyhow, all seems to be progressing well. She also picked up a bug somewhere that's got her sinuses draining like a flood. And I just emptied one waste bucket, you know, and of tissue, spent tissue, and got her a new box of tissue and put everything so she can make it through the night. It was amazing to see what she had gone through overnight. Bless her heart. But she will get through this, and she's got good care, and I'm helping everywhere I can, keeping her well supplied with fluids, because if it's all, you know, coming out and onto the tissues, she needs to be putting it back in. And she likes tea, hot tea, and I'm thankful for that. I fix her one kind in the morning and one kind at night. It's just something I've started picking up. Do you remember that fellow that landed his plane in the Hudson River there around New York? They had a little problem, and he flew that plane right onto the river, and everybody was saved from that near catastrophe. I forget what his name was. Anyway, one of the things he said that really touched me is that one of the things he liked to do for his wife. I mean, I just, you know, whenever you see a good example of a human being, that shouldn't leave you. You should remember that the rest of your life. Remember that person. Remember how they were unselfishly kind to somebody else. Well, he said that he prepared tea for his wife every morning. And I took that to heart. KK4 JBQ.
Scully.
LDOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, Larry, you know, I'm sorry that Donna had to have a little surgery. There's no such thing as a little surgery, I don't think. I agree with you there. Anytime somebody goes under the knife, that's major any way you look at it, the way I see it. And fixing her a cup of tea in the morning and the evening is not a bad thing to do. And yeah, I don't know who that was that came in and said it was Scully, but I believe he's correct as well. But you know that, I think if memory serves, they made a movie out of that. And according to the movie, of course, I don't know if all the facts are true or not, but they said that, you know, with the simulators and things, that that wasn't supposed to be possible. He wasn't supposed to be able to do that. But, you know, he did, which is the main thing. Saved numerous lives. And, you know, he not only touched them, but he has touched others since then. Some people kind of laugh at me. I get up before Joy does. I get up and fix my coffee and do my thing until she gets up. And when she gets up, I fix her breakfast. And we had some company come down. So that's my thing. You know, I get up and I fix breakfast. I don't cook the rest of the day. I may fix a sandwich or something of that nature, but as far as cooking goes, breakfast is the only meal that I cook, and I do that for my bride, and she deserves it. You know, she takes care of me and the rest of the house and does all the laundry and anything else that has to be done, pretty much. If she needs help, she'll ask, and I normally provide the help that she needs, but she has done that for a lot of years. And I really appreciate her. Sometimes we take our wives for granted, Larry, and I, for one, don't do that anymore, or try not to.
All I got to say is let that be a lesson to all of us. Your contribution, my contribution, that's a small thing. But if it's regular, you know, I think it becomes appreciated. Even if it becomes expected, it's still appreciated. And you're right. You're absolutely right. It is your thing, see? And that's where you can, you own it then, you know? It's yours. And you take some measure of joy, real joy. No double entendre there. I think I said that right. intended. To make you are joyful in making your joy breakfast. Marvelous. Just marvelous. Well, I'll make room for somebody else to step on this stump and give a shout. I'll sit back and listen. And Gary, it's always good to talk with you. It's always good to compare husband notes. KK4JBQ. Back to you, sir.
Say this real quick. You know, they do not give a manual out when people get married. It's a learning process. You know, you have to learn to what each other likes and dislikes and that sort of thing. And they don't give manuals and instructions out with children. So marriage and children are two things that it's trial and error. So hopefully we can help some other folks out that have not gotten to that point yet. But if they can learn from our mistakes, that's all good too. But appreciate you being with us, Larry. You take care, enjoy, and we'll do it again real soon, I hope. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Got an Echo Link station up. Let's grab this Echo Link station first, and then we'll go see if there's any other check-ins. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. Negative and negative, and do tell me a story. Hello, and Larry, I know you're still listening. For yours and Gary's information, the name of that movie is Sully, Miracle on the Hudson.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And thanks for that information. I remember the movie, Stephen, but I couldn't remember the name of it. It was a good movie. I enjoyed watching it. And thanks for letting us know. You're always a wealth of information there, young man. You take care. Now do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. I got sidetracked, so I'm checking in late. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir. And if Chris is still there, hello, Chris.
Hey, Tom.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Tom, I know you done been through the rain locker, so you been over there on the HF doing CW. Did you get you another country yet?
Well, I worked at DX position again in St. Paul Islands, which has been a zoo lately. And then I just got done working Papa 33 Whiskey, which is the Paphos Forest Contest Station in Cyprus. One of them was on 30 meters and the last one was on 40, Gary. But the daughter called a little earlier from Michigan wanting to know about her mama and got tied up. And when I was working them, I turned the volume down and I apologize. I just didn't get checked in there right.
Hey, Tom, it don't matter when you get in here as long as you make it. But it's more important for the daughter to check on her mother than it is for you to check in with me. I'd much rather that take place and, let the daughter have peace of mind than anything else. But you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful evening, what's left of it. Y'all take care and we'll say 73 for now. Also, I'd like to say good evening to N4EDW. That's Mr. Ed. He's up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. The next one on the rag chew list, that's Mr. Dale, KK4SMV, up there in Ellenboro. Dale, you got to make that trip back to Shelby tomorrow?
This is KK4SMV, and thankfully I do not have to make that trip back tomorrow. I'm glad of that. We gave the antennas away today. There was a gentleman up in West Virginia, won the in-fed half-wave, and the gentleman that won the little portable vertical antenna was standing there when the ticket was drawn, and he was an elderly gentleman on a walker, and he was thrilled to death, and I was so happy to see him win. You know, sometimes you see somebody win something, and the look on their face is just really... I guess that's what makes ham radio what it is, to see somebody so happy and pleased. You know, it done me a lot of good to see that today. I got to see him win, and I got a bonus, too. I won a little Yaesu FT-70DR/DE handheld.
Congratulations. I'm glad you won you a little HT. You'll enjoy it, I'm sure. I'm glad that... That gentleman that won the smaller antenna was standing there when y'all called his name. I would have loved to have seen that. But I did enjoy seeing you. I didn't get quite as much time as I would like to have had. But there were so many people there. And I'm sure it was busier today than it was yesterday. The two fellas that I went with yesterday went back again today,
and found some real nice bargains. You know, they got a couple of good deals. And they enjoyed themselves tremendously, but they did say that...
There was 2 to 3 times as many people today as there was yesterday, Gary. And I was really pleased to see you. Appreciate you coming by our table yesterday. And, you know, I've reached that point with Ham Fest now to where the thrill of it for me is getting to see my friends and meet people that I hadn't had opportunity to meet, that I've talked to on radio. That's the big part of a Ham Fest for me now. I mean, yeah, I might go buy a few odds and ends, but, you know, I can buy the odds and ends if need be online or something, but I try to buy them from the people that make our Ham Fest what they are when I can. But, you know, the people are what makes a Ham Fest. And, you know, I wish more people would come out and support our Ham Fest, because they were talking, the ARL reps were today, that the average age of an ARRL member today is 71 years old.
Well, I did not realize that the average age of an ARRL member was that. It was that. But, you know, I'm with you. I wish there'd be more folks come out. And my big thing is seeing the folks, you know, like you said, meet people you haven't met and seeing some that you hadn't seen in a long time. Or maybe you don't get to see them once a year or something of that nature. But, you know, back when COVID hit, I think that's what really knocked the Ham Fest in the head, so to speak, more so than anything else. They didn't have them, and nobody went to them, and then when they started having them again, I don't know if the folks just don't want to get out, or if they might have something in the back of their head saying, well, you know, I don't want to get COVID, or one of these mutations, I'll get that word out in a minute when I find it, of the COVID virus. And I understand that, but I'm not going to live my life in fear. At least I don't want to. Try my best not to. But I enjoy going to the Ham Fest, and I'm like you. I could order some stuff online. When I found out last night that Patrick and Leon were going back up to Shelby today, I had talked to a lady right when you first come in the gate. They had a place set up, and she had a little flexible antenna that goes on your HTs. And I told her, I said, I'll be back by. I said, I want to get a couple of these before I leave. And I want you to know, we walked right past that thing, and I wasn't thinking a thing in the world about it. Got in the truck. When I got home, I got to look around. I said, well, doggone it, I forgot to get my antennas. So I asked Patrick to pick those up for me if he would today, and he did. So I did give her a little bit of business, even though I wasn't there.
I understand. And, you know, it's hard to remember everything at Ham Fest, and I tell people, if you're at a Ham Fest and you see it, buy it right then. It may not be available in 10 minutes. But, you know, there were some real good buys today, especially on some of this old Hammerlin equipment. I've never seen Hammerlin equipment as cheap as I saw it today.
Most people don't like them old boat anchors. I've got a Hammerlin sitting over here. Behind me is the HQ-170, and that thing, I love it. I turn it on, and it still works, and I turn it on and listen to it. It's an old tube type radio, and but I tell you, it has got some beautiful, beautiful audio coming out of it. I can match it up against most of my other radios, and the audio coming out of that radio is just so much better than it is out of the solid state ones.
I understand, and you know, there's something that's been lost in radios as they've gone to solid state. And since I've been in amateur radio, it's all been solid state. Now, when I went to school for electronic servicing, it was vacuum tubes and transistors a little bit. The IC chip had just come out. And I remember our instructor saying this IC chip right now, we don't have any way to test it. And that's as much as we covered IC chips, Gary.
I remember that too, Dale. I can remember I went through electronics A school in the Navy in Millington, Tennessee. And we started off with DC theory. We went through DC theory, and we went to the next phase of the class was AC theory. And had the same instructor, believe it or not. So we got into class, and the first words out of his mouth was, do you remember everything we taught you in DC theory? A lot of us said, well, most of it, yeah. I said, well, forget it. It don't work that way.
Oh, yes, I knew that was coming because I've heard the same speech before.
Yeah, it was a pretty well true statement. I mean, you know, one doesn't quite work like the other one does.
That's so true, and, you know, you met my son, Andrew, W4BEE, and now he's got a twin brother. He's also a ham operator, but he's down in Fuquay, Arena, and he's a network architect with Cisco. And he has worked some as a subcontractor when it had big shutdowns because he would have trouble getting DC electricians, high voltage electricians. Regular electricians don't like high voltage DC.
Understand why, too. but it's it's a good thing that he has that capability. He really is. And I'm glad that he doesn't mind helping out when he can. But, you know, I don't know. It's all good. It's any way you look at it. I've got a computer here now, and my hard drive is just a little bitty. It's 1 inch square by about maybe 3/16 of an inch thick. I mean, it's a little bitty thing. And I think to myself, you know, how in the world did these people learn to put all this stuff in that little bitty piece of made out of? And but it works, and yeah, I'm happy that it does. But boy, we've come a long way in a short period of time.
Gary, I remember the first computer in Rutherford County. It was one of these big reel-to-reels, and it had several reel-to-reel segments in it, and it was in Spindale Mills in Spindale. And our church youth group got to go see that thing because somebody had access to somebody, and they showed us around. And the only thing besides storing data that it could do was play tic-tac-toe, and it would always beat you. But anyway, that's another story. But think today of what that little cell phone in your pocket can do.
Powerful, the most high-tech thing we had just a few years ago. And I don't mean, 50 or 60 years ago either.
Oh, no. It's far more advanced than the desktop computer that we had just a few short years ago. Well, Gary, I won't tie it up any longer. Appreciate you calling the net. Great to see you, and I got to see some of your other club members today, and I bragged on you to them, so I put in a good word for you. Have a wonderful day tomorrow, and we hope to see you again soon. It's KK4SMB, 73 and all on the net.
Okay, Dale, we'll have to keep in touch, and it was really good to see you, and sorry I missed Susan. I didn't get to see her, but I'll get to see her again one day soon, I hope, Lord willing, and get to tell her howdy face to face. I enjoyed that as well. But anyway, y'all take care. Have a great weekend, what's left of it, and I'm glad you don't have to make the journey tomorrow. You can get up in the morning, go to church, and do your thing there, what you normally do on Sunday. And kick back and prop your feet up for a little while and then rest. Because, you know, they're going to Hamfest will wear you out any way you look at it. But we all have a good time. Thanks, Dale. You take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Do I have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet? OS. What makes make that good round number tonight. I'm missing two from check-ins. Any more check-ins, or is there anyone that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Have it, folks. Had a grand total of 48 tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. Maybe we can get over that magic number of 50 tomorrow night and get our numbers start to climb back up again. That being said, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.